moha, ahirika, anuddhava, uddhaccha, mental restlessness. That is, the mind is not in peace. Mind is not in peace. When uddhaccha arises, mind is not in peace. That is, losing all concentration, samadhi. To remove the uddhaccha, we must focus one object and concentrate. That is the only way. Concentrate. By concentration, we can remove the uddhaccha. We can restore the pure mind. We can restore the pure mind by removing uddhaccha. By removing uddhaccha with samadhi. When evil state arises, uddhaccha arise. We lost peaceful mind. Uddhaccha also very strong. It is possible to totally remove it by Radha Mega. After became Rahant, it is totally removed, uddhaccha. So these four impurities are universal evil mental state. Universal evil mental state. Every akusala chaitas arises, these included, participate together, associated together. Then number five is lobha, that is mental impurities, a kind of mental impurities. Lobha also have different levels. Attachment to own property, that is unavoidable. Attachment to his own property, attachment to family, attachment to himself, that is according to Walden Pasa, such a level, such a degree they have. But if lobha is become stronger, the attachment is too strong, even family, even himself, even his property. If it's so strong, he trying to, the other akusalas are coming to being, stinginess appeared, jealousy appeared, hatred appeared to protect his own properties. He is unwilling to share his property with the others. If it's stronger, if it's strong. Then the worst lobha. The worst lobha is not only attach own property, own family, oneself. He attached to others' property, trying to steal, trying to rob. You see, that is leading to crime. That is the worst lobha. That is surely, according to karma, will lead to apaya, woeful state. So, roughly we can say three levels. Lobha is three levels. Craving for others' properties is the worst. But attachment so strong, cannot donate to others, cannot share with the others. Stinginess a lot, cause to stinginess a lot. That is, lobha is better than the craving for others' properties. But that is worse compared with less attachment to himself or him, his property, own property, one's property, oneself, one's family. Occasionally, he can share out his property, not so strong. He can share out, he can abandon, he can donate. So that is not so strong. By practice meditation, to reduce attachment, how to contemplate, how to consider. Roughly we can say, one day I will abandon all properties. I will die. When death or card, I cannot take any properties. To attach this is not good. Ah, that is also one consideration, contemplation. Must contemplate dealing with the property. To reduce lobha. To reduce lobha. If I have too much attachment to family, it will cause too worry. I must help with the metta of my family. I must provide, I must protect. Just to protect. One day we will separate it. I don't know who, where did he come from. Even family, as a mother, he considered. Before, my husband, I don't know my husband, where did he come from. In previous life, who is he, I don't know. Only this life they meet. Son and daughters also, I don't know them before. They were born in my home. Who are they? I don't know. Where did they come from? I don't know. After that, where they were gone, I don't know. Actually, you see, we don't know. Like a stranger. Only just a meet. Only one life they meet. Even himself, he don't know. Where did I come from? He don't know. Where will go? I don't know. You see? Don't know about that. Son and daughter, they were born in your home. You must consider, you never invited them, come stay with me, with us. You never invite. Without the invitation, they come into being. But you never say you should go back. When they die, you never say you go back. But they, according to their karma, they died and went back. Never invite, never try to go back. But according to their wish, they come. According to karma, they come. They go back. Life is like that. That is a consideration. Contemplation, true contemplation, yoni samanasikara. Buying, that is called right thought, you see, samasankappa. According to such a concentration, consideration, or contemplation, we can reduce attachment. Otherwise, worry about too much, because of too much attachment causes to worry too much. People say try want to live without a worry, but they forgot to remove, to reduce attachment. As long as there is attachment, there is a worry. Without reducing attachment, you cannot reduce worry. There is a way. You must reduce attachment, lobha. If it reduces, worry will be reduced. Is it possible to reduce worry? Why worry? There's a book, so why worry? Why worry means that the definite answer is attachment. Because it's attachment. Without the removing attachment, we cannot remove worry. So, attachment, how to reduce? First, the first way is consideration in correct ways. So such a way, family attachment can be reduced. Oh, for example, there's a family, husband and wife. Husband is consider, we meet each other here. I don't know who is she previous life. Just so we meet a few years ago, just so we meet. Where she will go, I don't know. Too much attachment is no good, but we should help each other. I make her happy. Whatever, as long as it's possible, I will provide, I will help her without attachment. Just loving kindness, metta. He needs others' help, I will help. Wife also must consider about her husband. I don't know who is he before. Just now we meet. In previous life, where did he come from? We don't know. Where he will go, we don't know. Just we meet each other. We live together. But I will help him. With the loving kindness, I make him happy. As long as I can do, I will help. Without attachment. We can reduce this attachment. One day we will separate. Not always joining together. One day we will separate. Cannot associate forever. Before separation, we must help each other to reduce attachment to family. Son, daughter also in this way consider. One day we will die, we will separate. Before separate, I must help. Help means in many ways. Help with what he need. Help to have a pure mind, help to know Dhamma, so many ways. Help with the Dhamma, help with moralities, persuade to practice meditation, persuade to learn Dhamma and Abhidhamma, how to practice meditations. So that is the only way to attachment, family. To attachment properties. My properties have. My properties always deal with fire. When fire broke, my property will be burned down. My properties are dealing with water. So when water flood, I lose my properties. My properties are dealing with kings in those days can, nowadays a government. Governments can take away my property. My property is dealing with thieves and robbers. Robbers, thieves can steal, can rob my properties. My property is dealing with the heir, son and daughter, who are stupid or drug addict. They will spend, they will destroy my property. So, thinking about that, before destroying my property, too much attachment is not good. I must spend my properties for my happiness. I must spend my parents for my parents. I must offer dana. I must share my property with who need. I must provide my properties who need. So in this way, that is a reducing attachment consideration. Attachment, lobha. Lobha is impurities. This impurities can be removed by alobha. Alobha is a generosity. Alobha can remove lobha. Therefore, alobha means not just absence of lobha. That is anti-craving or anti-attachment. That is can remove lobha. So, the Dhamma knowledge is very important in our daily life. Some people think, if I know Dhamma, I have no self, so happy. So happy. There are so many things to avoid, to abstain. I cannot live freely, some people think in this. But without the knowledge, to live without the knowledge is so dangerous. We must know what should be done, what should not be done, what is pure, what is purity, what is impurity in our mind. We must try to remove impurities by cultivating purities. That is the only way. Therefore, we must know first what is impurity, what is purity. Okay. Let me stop my lecture.